Let's talk about the China reopening story, how disorderly, how quickly it might be. Luik Hao is Chief APAC Economist at S&P Global Ratings, joining us from Sydney. So this recent commentary that Brian was just talking us through there, certainly being seen as a positive that we will start to see some easing of these very strict COVID zero restrictions. What impact does that have on China's growth for 2023?
Yeah, Julia. So clearly, you know, it's going to probably get even a little worse before it gets better, in the sense that this is not going to be some very easy trajectory to a beautiful future. But I do think that, you know, come the second half of the year especially, we will start to have seen that, you know, businesses, people become more comfortable in their future, become more comfortable that they can go out, spend and live like normal, confidence resumes. So clearly this is going to be a benefit for growth second half of next year, 2024, and you know, for the economy in the coming year.
So Louis, do these relaxations and restrictions, do they need to be met with a policy response on the monetary side as well, or is it sufficient just to have the economy slowly reopen and hope for the best?
I think, you know, the COVID stance has been such a constraint on everything that it should be sufficient by itself. The lifting of those measures will have should have a significant impact by themselves. Actually, things like the monetary stance have been in principle quite, you know, constructive, supportive to growth, but nobody wants to borrow when confidence is weak because of COVID. So I think this is the binding constraint. So if you can lift it, it will be good for the economy.
You make some interesting points about productivity and living standards in China too, and I wonder how much they have been impacted by these lockdowns and nearly 3 years of these very strict conditions.
Yeah, you know, so we released a piece on the longer term outlook for China. And of course, you know, what has happened in recent years has been hugely impactful in many ways. To what extent does it really change the longer term picture? In our view, when you look at, you know, what is going to impact China's living standards and productivity levels, it's all about these things like demographics, also the rebalancing of the pattern of growth, you know, towards more consumption and service sector, and very importantly also these relationships with the US and what it means for economic interaction with the outside world.
So Louis, I know that you're an economist by trade, but I'm going to throw you kind of a market-oriented question nonetheless as it relates to credit. I mean, if we can assume that the growth rate, the trajectory of improvement is going to be very, very slow, steady perhaps, but slow, is there the risk that there may be some stress in the credit system outside of the property segment?
You mean stress in terms of not enough credit?
Well, I'm just, or just or the like risk of default. I mean, if you're credit servicing, the issues that the credit market grapples with all the time.
Well, you know, that has already been an issue, right, for quite a few SMEs, other companies that have really been squeezed by these lockdowns and the lack of customers. So that is continuing to be an issue. The credit profile and really the balance sheets of many types of companies, they have been under pressure, yeah. And so the longer that it takes, the more that pressure will start to accumulate.
So the China reopening story is going to boost the globe, basically. Where, though, elsewhere in Asia are you looking for some positivity? I mean, have you changed any of your ratings?
So I'm not in charge of ratings, but I'm in charge of the economic outlook. So if we look at the economic outlook, you know, clearly who is going to benefit from the China opening up other than China itself? It's those economies that interact a lot with it, trade and investment. So Hong Kong should benefit from it. The region generally will benefit from it. This region, you know, is actually not in such a bad spot. If you look at, you know, the US and Europe, we think will slow down to basically very little growth next year. In this region, the opening up of China is one of the reasons why we are a bit more, you know, a bit more optimistic about growth that there will still be. We do expect a slowdown, but we don't, you know, think growth will grind to a halt in this region.
Louis, good stuff. Thank you so much for being with us. Louis Kaus is the chief APAC economist at S&P Global Ratings, joining from Sydney here on Daybreak Asia.